And now, according to the digital clock here at WMFO, it is 11 p.m. and you are tuned in to your Freeform radio station. It's 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. To that very same WMFO digital clock, it is 11:02, and you are tuned in to your freeform radio station. It is Bubbles in the Think Tank with me, your guest host, Ryan D. Howdy, my friends. It is a pleasure to be here. It is 2 hours of the silliest music imaginable. 2 hours. Can you believe it? You got me for 2 hours. All the silliness you can stomach, all of the silliness you can shake your stick at. And Blin has been double dong daring you since 1999. It's going to be a good show, my friends. I'm so happy to be here. This is my 11th time. 11th time hosting Bubbles in the Think Tank. To say I'm blessed, that's an understatement. Now, Belinda is off having a good time in Jamaica land. She knows that she has amazing people covering for her. Like all of my friends out there listening to like Mike Conway, who was just here. Another great show. Class of Rags Mike. And his Bubbles in the Think Tank last week, which was fantastic. 11 times. That's good stuff. It's always a pleasure to be here. In this seat, behind this mic, playing music for all of you, and Bubbles in the Think Tank time. So, as listeners of Mike's show just a moment ago, or any show these past couple of days, you kind of get an idea of what's going on in the world. What's coming up tomorrow, in just an hour, it's St. Patrick's Day. It's the Feast of St. Patrick. On the 17th of March, as the recorded date of the foremost patron saint of Ireland, the recorded date of his death is March 17th. St. Patrick, he is credited for teaching the Irish about the Holy Trinity using the three-leaved shamrock. He's also credited for vanishing all the snakes from Ireland. Turns out the snakes were actually the druids. you know, but time and history and folklore has a way of changing the horror of history into, you know, something about snakes. March 17th is also the feast day of Saint Gertrude of Nivelles, or Nivelles. Saint Gertrude was the patron saint, or is the patron saint of cats. She's also the patron saint of travelers and gardening. Also protects against rats and mental illness. So on this show, this Bubbles in the Think Tank show, we are going to celebrate both saints, because Saint Patrick always gets his due here on March 17th. But we always forget about Saint Gertrude. And us cat lovers, and us travelers, and us gardeners, we know how important St. Gertrude is, just as much as St. Patrick is. So in this first set of music, we're going to play some Irish music. Songs about Ireland. Do some funny things. Then we're going to switch gears. Play some songs about some cats. And some gardening, and some traveling. And of course, at the top of the hour, it'll be our time to say goodbye to those who have passed in the recent weeks and months and days in the radio obituary, which is coming up at, I would say, midnight or so. Thank you so much for being out there. Thanks to everybody on the Facebook chat group. Let's get Bubbles and the Think Tank started. Let's go to Ireland. You want to go there with me?
The Irish have embraced modern life, especially its business techniques. They know, for example, who is a cash customer and who gets credit, to say nothing of change. And keep in very close touch with the wholesaler. The ancient Celts were not noted as empire builders. They preferred poetry and song. In Dublin, their descendants have preserved the art of taking life easy.
My Lord Bishop, Reverend Fathers, Reverend Mothers, Your Excellencies, my Lord Mayor, ladies and gentlemen, and fellow peasants. Tim Finnegan lived in Walking Street, a gentleman Irish, mighty odd. Well, he had a brogue both rich and sweet, and her eyes in the wooded he carried a heart. But Tim and a bit of a tibble on the way, with a love of the liquor he was born, and to send the monies away each day, to drop in the crater every morn. Back for the dab, you dance to your partner, around the blow and your trotter shake. This is it, the truth, I tell you, lots of fun at Finnegan's wake. One morning Tim was rather full, his head felt heavy, which made him shake. He fell off the ladder and he broke his skull. Then they carried him home, his corpse to wake. Well, they wrapped him up in a nice clean sheet, and they laid him out upon the bed, with a bottle of whiskey at his feet, and a bottle of powder on his head. Whack full of dough, it hits your part of the round of blow, with a butter shake. Isn't it the truth, I tell you, lots of fun at Finnegan's wake. Well, his friends assembled at the wake, and Mrs. Finnegan called for lunch. Well, first she brought them tea and cake, then pipes, tobacco, and brandy punch. Then the widow alone began to cry, such a lovely corpse did you ever see? And was it Tim a morning, why did you die? Will you hold your grub, says Molly Maggie? Whack, pull it now, will you not see your pardon alone? The floor with a trot and shake. Isn't it the truth? I told you lots of fun on Finnegan's Wake. Oh, well, Mary Murphy took up the job. Ah, Biddy, she see you're wrong, I'm sure. Oh, well, Biddy put your belt in the gob and left her sprawling on the floor. While civil war did then engage, woman to woman and man to man, shillelagh law was all the rage, and a row and eruption soon began. Whack, pull it down, will you dance to your partner, the round the floor with your foot and shake. Isn't it the truth, I tell you, lots of fun and Finnegan's Wake. Oh, well, Tim Maloney ducked his head when the bottle of whiskey flew at him. He ducked and landed on the bed. The whiskey scatters over Tim. I'll be daddy revives and see how he rises. Tim Finnegan rising in the bed. Saying, twiddle your whiskey around like blazes. Be the tonnet and jade, do you think I'm dead? Quick, pull it now, you dust your pants around the floor with a tonnet and shake. Isn't it the truth, I tell you, lots of fun at Finnegan's Wake. And the widow Malone began to cry. Such a lovely corpse did you ever see? How much of Tim of Arnon Hoy did you tie? Will you hold your cup, says Molly Maggie? Whack full of dough, will you dance to your partner around the floor with your trotter shake? Isn't it the truth? I tell you, lots of fun and Finnegan's Wake.
On a bigger ship, Riley Boggs, he came on along. He helped us play our banjo songs. It was the prettiest place that I've ever seen, entirely covered in emerald green. We ate a lot of hog, drank a lot of grog, stepped in the bog, came back in the fog. There's a place over there called Crossing Savannah, West Clare's answer to the Coca-Cabana. Martin and Danny, Siobhan and Kieran, reeling in the front room, Dermy was steering. And then 3 a.m, our welcome was shot. They kicked our session to the parking lot. Yeah, half hour later, nature was calling. It gets to the point with no more stalling. Dirt climbed up on a 3-foot wall. We all cried, but they started to fall. Up to his thighs in the soggy ooze, peeing as the water filled up his shoes. He ate a lot of hog, he drank a lot of grog, he stepped in a bog, came back in the fog. That's right. Cups up on the trailer dancing the tango. 3 steps and boom, it's a fine fandango. And then a little while later, the sun getting higher, we rolled Harry Bradley in a tractor tire. Did a lot of hug, drank a lot of grog, stepped in a ball, came back in a fall. Did a lot of hug, drank a lot of grog, stepped in a ball, came back in a fall.
Another great talking place is the pub, where the victories of the marketplace and the everyday triumphs of life are celebrated in the black beer of Ireland.
Of the great coral is met between the pubs and the prairie, complain.
up to go in the wall and hurl a stick in the shinty bowl, the brick, the brack, the crack and all, let's call it an Irish pub. Caffrey's hard, Kilkenny a top, the Guinness pot and the cabbage crap, the eye don't wanna be paddy trap, we'll call it an Irish pub. While I'll be fucked to spit upon the holy book, the only crack you'll get is a slap in the ear. While I'll be fucked to laugh and burst your filthy mug, if you draw one more shamrock in me beer.
Away from the wife. Oh, we are the Guinness boys. He might send me our heavy fun. Oh, I look to the clock. from a pagan banister. Hey, Bethario, I see you said a bear some car. Oh, Adam, Adam, me, I was glad I'm eager, Joe. She drum a flail, the one of me, she peggy little boy. Irish girl and near it, you're annoying the bad moon. And she'll a hush, and I stop knocking you on a flower, Joe. Oh, Adam, Adam, me, I was glad I'm eager, Joe. She drum a flail, the one of me, she peggy little boy.
Well, Jimmy played harmonica in the pub where I was born. He played it from the night time to the peaceful early morn. He soothed the souls of psychos and the men who had the horn, and they all looked very happy in the morning. But Jimmy didn't like his place in this world of ours, where the other man brought storm in his decks and he had too many pairs. So I sat to see the grieving of the people that I'm leaving, and he took the road for God knows in the morning. We walked him to the station in the rain, we kissed him as we put him on the train, and we sang him a song of times long gone. Oh, we knew that we'd be seeing him again. But sad to say, I must be on my way, so buy me beer and whiskey, cause I'm going far away. I'd like to think I'll be returning when I can to the greatest little boozer and to Sally McLennan. The years went by and twice the change, I grew to be a man. I learned to love the virtues of Sir Sally McLennan. I took the cheers and drank the beers and crawled back home at dawn. I ended up a barman in the morning. I prayed the pump and took the hump and watered whiskey down, and took the booze and horses through the men and drank the brown. I heard the story that Jimmy's making money far away, and some people left for heaven without warning. We walked him to the station in the rain, we kissed him as we put him on the train, and we sang them a song of times long gone. Though we knew that we'd be seeing them again. I sad to say, I must be on my way, so buy me beer and whiskey, cause I'm going far away. I'd like to think I'll be returning when I can to the greatest little boozer out of Sally McLennan. When Jimmy came back home, he was surprised that they were gone. He asked me all the details of the train that they went on. Some people may have scared the cop, but Jimmy drank until he choked. Took the road for heaven in the morning. We walked him to the station in the rain, and we kissed him as we put him on the train, and we sang him a song of times long gone. Though we knew that we'd be seeing him again. I'm sad to say, I must be on my way, so buy me beer and whiskey, cause I'm gone far away. I'd like to think I'll be returning when I can to the greatest little boozer and to Sally McLennan.
You see, the pubs are open all day in Dublin, except from 2:30 until 3:30 in the afternoon, which we call the holy hour, and all the pubs shut, but the barman, God, they're wonderful. Well, they let you sit in the bar till they open up again. And you can have a drink while you're waiting. Well, you've probably heard the Irish, we've got very unusual drinking habits. We don't like going home the same day as we went out. We call an alcoholic constipation. We can't pass a pub. But Irishmen have a very good reason to drink. Irishmen drink to keep our wives good looking.
I was going over the Cork and Kerry mountains. I met with Captain Farrell and his money he was counting. I first produced me pistol and then I drew me rapier. I said, send and deliver, for you are a grand saviour. Usher in the manu da ma da, back full the daddy o, back full the daddy o, there's whiskey in the jar. I counted out his money and it made a pretty penny. I put it in me pocket and I brought it home to Jenny. She sighed and she swore she never would betray me. And the devil take that woman, for you know she can be easy. Wish her in a madoo da da. Whack full the daddy o, whack full the daddy o, there's whiskey in the jar. I went up to me chamber, up for to take a slumber. I dreamt of gold and jewels, and sure it was the wonder. For Jenny drew me charges, filled them up with water, sent for Captain Farrell to be ready at the slaughter. Wish you in the madoo da ma da, whack full the daddy o, whack full the daddy o, there's whiskey in the jar. It was early in the morning, before I rose to travel. Up came a band of birdmen, and with them Captain Farrell. I reached out for me pistols, Jenny drew me rapier. I couldn't fire on the water, so prisoner I was taken. Wish you're in the manoo da ma da, whack full the daddy-o, whack full the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. It's my brother in the army. If I could find a station in Cork or in Killarney, and if he'll come and join me, we'll go roving in Kilkenny. He'll surely treat me fairer than me darling sporting Jenny. Wish you're in the madoo da ma da, whack full the daddy o, whack full the daddy o, there's whiskey in the jar. Well, some take delight in the fishing and the bowling, some take delight in the parish wheels rolling. I take delight in the juice of the barley, and courting married women bright and early in the morning. Wish you're in the madoo da ma da, whack full the daddy o, whack full the daddy o, there's whiskey in the jar. Wish you're in the madoo da ma da, whack full the daddy o, whack full the daddy o, there's whiskey in the jar.
He thought he had bad breath and a cleft palate, but they were holding him upside down. He said, "Daddy," he said, "did I go on honeymoon with you?" He said, "You went with me, but you came back with your mother," he said. When he got sent home last week on the school sports day, he tried to cheat in the egg and spoon race. He glued a spoon to his hand. And in the corner, have a great big hoolie in the pub. Paddy was having his 40th birthday. You can imagine the drink was flowing, the crack was 90. And all his pals decided to get him a strippogram. I know you've had them for years over here, but in the Holy Catholic Ireland, we just got them. And this woman came in, she was a big girl, and she was half naked. And she sat in Paddy's knee, she said, "I've come to give you a super sex." He said, "I'll have the soup."
My brother knows Karl Marx. He made a meeting mushrooms in the People's Park. He said, "What do you think about my manifesto?"
manifesto, like a manifesto, put it to the test, so took a trip down to meet the anarchist party. I met a groovy guy, he was hardy party. Said, I know a little Latin and a cuss and a kite. Said, I don't know what it means. He said, neither do I. Eat natural food, bathe twice daily, fill your nostrils up with gravy. Don't drink tea and don't drink coffee. Cover your chin in Yorkshire toffee. Dancing in the disco, bumper to bumper. Wait a minute, where's me jumper? Where's me jumper? Where's me jumper? Where's me jumper? Dancing in the disco, bumper to bumper. Wait a minute, where's me jumper? 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 Oh no. Dancing at the disco, go, go, go. Dancing at the disco, oh no, oh no, oh no. Dancing at the disco, go, go, go. Dancing at the disco, oh no, oh no. It's alright to say things could only get better. You have lost your brand new sweater. I know I had it on when I had my tea, and I'm sure I had it on in the lavatory. Oh no. Dancing in the disco, go, go, go. Dancing in the disco, oh no, oh no. Dancing in the disco, bumper to bumper. Wait a minute, where's me jumper? 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 It's alright to say things can only get better. You have lost your brand new sweater. Pure new wool and perfect stitches. Not the type of jumper that makes you itches, oh no. Dancing in the disco, go, go, go. Dancing in the disco, oh no, oh no. And my mother would be so, so angry. And my brother would be so, so angry. And my girlfriend would be so, so angry. And my dog would be so, so angry. Cause I was dancing at the disco, bumper to bumper. Wait a minute, where's me jumper? 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 Oh no.
I have fallen for another, she can make her own way home. Concern on Christmas Eve. She was on a 4G at her fast, just water and black tea. And I walked straight up and made an ostentatious contribution. And I winked at her.
just journeyed to Ireland together. Did you have a good trip? I sure did. Did you have your fill of Guinness? I sure did. Good old Irish music celebrating St. Patrick on March 17th, which is in just a few minutes. Let's switch gears on Bubbles in the Think Tank and celebrate St. Gertrude, the patron saint of traveling, cats, and gardening. These are traveling Wilburys.
Seven deadly sins.
start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sands of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
Can use some exotic booze. There's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me. Let's fly away. Come fly with me. Let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just fly starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you. Angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
Let's do a little gardening now that we've traveled around the world.
Thank you.
Switch it up. Let's have some songs about some cats. I'm a cat guy. Got two cats at home. Love traveling. Heck, I dig gardening. You know, I'm not a big gardener, but I dig it. And I love cats. So, you know, I'm leaning towards the patron saint of traveling and gardening and cats. And, of course, keeping rats away. I'm kind of voting for Saint Gertrude as my favorite saint on March 17th. How about you guys? Who's your favorite saint? It doesn't have to be any of these two. It could be any saint you want. Here's some songs about some cats.
Tigers, oh, we couldn't get close. me, a cat, moving in with a single guy. At first, I thought it might be a little weird, but turns out it's actually pretty amusing. For instance, like my human's gotten so used to me being around, sometimes I think he forgets I'm here. He'll get up for work, shower, shave, and come out with no pants. Plops right down in front of the TV. Hello, there's a lady in the room.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
And sing my little song. But there's a cat that's after me and won't let me alone. I tore a putty cat a tweeping upon me. I tore a putty cat as plain as he could be.
I am that great big battle cat. Sylvester is my name. I only have one aim in life, and that is very plain. I want to catch that little bird and eat him right away. But just as I get close to him, this is what he'll say. I tore a putty cat a creeping upon me. You bet he saw a putty cat. That putty cat is me.
That putty cat is very bad. He sneaks up from behind.